Bay's Tan Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to Go Yard with Mama Mac, helping you to hit a home run in life when you feel like striking out.
All right, it's that time, gang. It is time for Go Yard right here on TanTalkNetwork.com. And I am Mama Mac, and I am very glad to be back in this chair live today. Because we've been traveling, Dr. Angel and I, separately, but we've been traveling a lot lately, Bobby, haven't we?
Been awfully lonely in this
studio.
Have
you missed us?
And peering this black studio.
Right, and that is just, it's good to hear, isn't it?
It is always great to be here in the studio.
We love it, and we usually are, but we've had some trips that we both have taken, and so glad to be back home right here in this chair with my wonderful co-host, Dr. Angel Falzone, and so good to always do this show with you, now 2.5 years plus into it.
It is. And
isn't
I just feel like yesterday you sat
it.
With me and said, I have an idea.
I did, Bobby. That's what happened.
Just like that.
Like that. We were actually at Village Inn having lunch, and I asked her to go to lunch 2.5 years ago, and I said, I got this idea. I want to know, how do you think? And you were like, I'm not sure. I've never talked on the radio, you know? I said, you'll find that it's just fun and easy. And it is.
It is, and it is a lot of fun. That's true.
And we have covered so many wonderful topics in the last couple of years, and they're on our website. Would you tell people about our website and how they can use it?
Absolutely. So our website, goyard2014.org. Ooh,
yeah.
Out of the memory on a Thursday night.
Very good.
That
excellent.
Is. I'm impressed. Well, there we have chronicled our 2.5 years worth of shows. They are all titled, so you can go back and reference a show. So if we did a show about anxiety or parenting and it wasn't something that you needed that moment, it is there for your use now.
Yes, so make use of it. GoYard2014.org. It's an O-R-G, not a .com. And we encourage people to send their questions in and to call. We are live in the studio, so you can call. Bobby will answer the phone, 727-441-3000. We'd really like to have some input tonight, either by a phone call or a text directly to my phone, which is 727-888-4171, which is our official phone number for this show, 727-888-4171. And the reason we'd like for somebody or a few of somebody's to respond is we're talking about a very important topic that affects every single person in the world.
Oh, I know. I love when we
every
have
single
topics.
Person in the world.
Yes, it does.
Not just males, not just females, not just young people or old people, or every single person can benefit from this show tonight. And we cannot always say that.
No, we cannot. And this, I love when we get global topics.
Yeah, global topics.
Global, everyone. Ooh, it applies across
cool.
the board.
Yeah. So what is our global topic tonight?
So we are talking about habits. Make them or break them.
Habits. Woo! Good. Make them or break them. Because would you agree, doctor, it doesn't matter what country you live in or where you are, you have habits?
We all have habits.
We all have habits.
Yes, right. We do. We all have some good ones.
Right.
And we all have some not good ones.
And we're going to talk about how to differentiate those tonight. And somebody may want to text in or call it and say, what do I do about this habit? Or how can... And we're going to talk about nitty-gritty about what to do about them, making them or breaking them.
Absolutely, we are.
What is a habit?
Well, you know, a habit is just something that we do over again. Okay. And you don't usually use a lot of thought to do it. It's almost okay. becomes... spontaneous to your brain. Your brain does it and you're not always aware that you're even doing it.
Okay. You ever seen people that have like a thing where they wink a lot or they blink a lot? You know, not wink, blink a lot. That can be a habit.
Yes. And it's any kind of behavior that we're doing repetitively.
Clear their throat all the time. I mean, there's so many habits that people have, right?
Brushing our teeth. That's a habit we
have.
That's
a good
habit. Who thinks about it? You wake up in the morning, you get
your
toothbrush, and you brush your teeth.
Yes.
And so that would be a habit. Are there things that are just, you know, a lot of our routine.
Right.
Habitual. You know, we're doing the same thing over in the same order. And that's what makes something a habit.
Okay. So let me ask you this, doctor, in your professional opinion. And by the way, I forgot to say, and I love to say it, that Dr. Angel is our resident expert, PhD, licensed mental health counselor. And you have a wonderful job where you are over a whole lot of people and manage a lot of situations and counselors, et cetera. So you come to this show full of expertise, experience, wisdom.
I don't know about wisdom, but I do come
wisdom.
With a lot of experience.
Yes, you do. You come with wisdom. Yes, you do. So, you know, it's fun to talk about these topics because our whole goal in Go Yard is...
hitting the home runs in life.
There you go.
Living life well.
And it's baseball season again, and I'm extremely happy.
Me too.
I you know how we love to go to baseball games. And so go Rays, and hopefully this will be a good year for the Rays and the Cubs. And
the Red Sox.
And I knew she was going to throw that in. I thought if I just said Rays and Cubs, she would think that was enough, and she wouldn't have to mention the Red Sox.
She didn't realize what station she's at, I don't think.
This is Rays country, isn't it?
Yeah, 1350.
I know.
That's the last time I checked.
you're still right. Yes, you're still right. Anyway, we do love our baseball, and that is really where the title or the name of this show came from is hitting a home run. So our whole goal is to have shows where we can help people do better in life. This is a life coaching show.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So let's talk about habits. And is it true that you can change a habit in 3 weeks? Yeah, I hear this said a lot, 21 days to a habit.
Yeah, they tell you, science tells you it takes 21 days to make a habit, and it can take 21 days to break a habit. And in some scientific world, there's some truth to that, and there's a lot of falsities to that as well.
Aha. Uh-huh. So we're going to find out what those might be, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Let's get right into it. How do we identify good habits from bad habits, doctor?
Well, you know, this is not as cut and dry as we might seem to think it is. It's not always a black and white issue. There are some habits that, yes, they're pretty much universally good habits.
Okay.
And then there's some habits that are pretty much universally bad habits, like smoking. We really know that's
a bad habit.
Bad habit. We're not going to be able to justify that as something in
habit.
A gray area.
Right. Although smokers might say it helps them calm down or not be so anxious, correct?
They may say that. But it's not always that cut and dry. And sometimes knowing the difference between a good and bad habit for us, because there's a lot of individuality to this.
Right.
So a habit that might be great for you may be bad for me.
Right, exactly.
And this, you know, vice versa. And so when we're looking at, well, which habits are good and which habits are not, I'm going to go under and start looking at components of those habits.
Okay.
So I'm looking for a good habit. It's something that's improving our life in some way.
Number one, that's very good. A good habit improves your life in some way.
Absolutely. Like, let's take brushing our teeth.
Okay.
You know, we can universally say that is a good habit.
It's a good habit.
Why? It's improving our life. It's keeping our teeth healthy.
Exactly.
Which helps us live longer, gives us better cardiovascular health. You know, there's
a lot of
benefits.
Isn't that true? And most people don't even know that. My dentist has a sign up in his lobby that says you only have to floss the teeth you want to keep.
Oh, gosh.
And I like that because flossing is a pain for a lot of people. But now they've got all these little brushes and it's a lot easier. And I love to floss now. because I don't have to do that string thing.
Yeah, I know. I love the floss. I keep them in my purse everywhere.
I know, me too. I hate the string thing, you know? Bobby, do you agree?
I would agree, yes.
We're having a show about flossing our teeth.
This is our dental hygiene edition.
Dental segment, yes. That would be nice. We would dental hygiene segment.
But we all three agree that flossing and brushing your teeth is a good habit.
It is a good habit. And so it's improving our life in some way. Another thing I'm looking for is it helping you achieve a goal?
Okay.
So we can still stay with our brushing the teeth. You know, that does help us achieve our goal. It helps to keep our bodies healthy.
Yeah, because really, you mentioned cardiovascular health. Do you want to mention that one more time? A lot of people do not know that about brushing your teeth.
Absolutely.
And flossing.
And so, you know, dental, you know, when we have infections in our mouth, they can impact our heart. We can die from some infections of teeth.
So floss the teeth you want to keep. All right.
There you go. Good habits are helping us to develop healthy lifestyles or relationships.
Right.
So they're developing something healthy in us.
Okay.
And they're improving our functioning. So when we look at our habits, if you're not sure which ones are good or not, let's start looking at, does it fit these criteria?
Okay, let's go through those again, because somebody may want to write those down at the next stoplight if they're listening in their car.
That's okay. Or right. They could go back on the web and listen to this again and take notes.
That's right.
But good habits are improving our lives in some ways. They're helping us to achieve our goals. They develop healthy lifestyles or relationships.
Okay.
And they're improving our functioning.
Okay, so we're going to live better and feel better and look better when we have good habits.
Absolutely. And so
like
those
cleanliness,
are the habits
shower
we want.
Every day.
Yes.
Et
those,
cetera.
Those are the habits we want to have, are those good habits for us. Now, you know, when I say it's not black and white, you can take exercise. And most people say, well, that's a good habit. However, I can show you people that it is not a good habit for that person because there's some subjectivity in why are we doing this habit? What is it doing for us? What is it taking from us to do this habit? And so sometimes people may do something that looks good, but it's an
avoidance. It can be addictive,
or,
right?
Yes, to other things. And so that is why it's not as cut and dry to identify.
Okay. So what about bad habits? Tell us about those. Because title of the show is Habits, Make Them or Break Them. Because sometimes we need to break them. Sometimes we need to make them.
Yes, we do. And so bad habits are the things that are hindering our growth and development in some way. They give us a false reality that they're helping us, though.
Okay.
So a lot of times we hang on to them because we give ourselves some message that this is good for me. Like smoking, you could say,
right.
I hear people, but it keeps my stress lower.
And yes, I've heard people say that.
You're convincing yourself in another way that it's healthy for you.
Right.
Bad habits are distracting us from our goals.
Okay.
They're avoiding problems in our life.
Because a lot of times we create habits to avoid dealing with issues, right?
Yes, we do.
And I take it you're going to give us some examples.
And relationships can even be, you know, a habit of spending too much time, you know, with your friends because you're avoiding doing the things you really need to do, like, you know, take care of your house or, you know, be with your children or whatever it is you should be doing.
Right.
You're using this habit to keep you from it. So on the surface, spending time with friends, people are like, oh, that's not a bad habit. But what's under that?
Because people do things that, you know, take up time that they should be doing other things, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Bad habits are time fillers and time wasters.
Oh, okay. Speaking of time,
yes,
time fillers,
they're time fillers and time wasters.
Bad habits.
You know, and a lot of us have been on the track of using social media or our cell phones in a bad habit kind of way because we're using it to fill and waste time. Now, there's some amounts of time we want to be able to fill and waste because that's natural and normal. But some of us are filling and wasting way too much.
Filling and wasting. Okay. All right.
They take us from things we need to do. So bad habits are, you know, taking us away from the things that we should be doing. We might use them to alleviate negative feelings.
Okay. Can you explain that?
Oh, so when you're feeling sad or depressed, are you hitting the kitchen and eating all the comfort Twinkies in the cabinet? You know, that would probably be a bad habit. It's helping you to alleviate a negative feeling.
Okay, with that said, I just said to someone today the acronym HALT, right? And how that is a kind of a red flag for addictive behavior.
Oh, will you share that with us?
You don't know what I'm talking about?
No.
Oh, seriously?
I'm going to learn from you tonight.
That's amazing.
And I'm writing this down.
Bobby, ring the bell. Dr. Angel is going to learn from me tonight. Oh, my gosh. I was just sharing this today with someone, H-A-L-T. Hungry. When you're hungry, you get into bad habits. You eat bad things. Angry. Lonely. Tired.
Ooh, I like that.
And I, honestly, I think I heard it in an Al-Anon meeting years ago when I was going because of one of my family members. But I believe that's where I heard that. But halt. You know, so when you're having one of those or more than one of those, it's so easy to get back into addictive behavior because you're hungry. So, okay, I'm hungry. I'll just go ahead and eat that pie right now. You know, the whole pie or whatever, right? Angry. A lot of times we do things and we feel justified to do our addictive habit because we're angry and we feel.
This is going to make me feel better.
This is going to make me feel better. Or we're lonely and we're. You know, we just nobody's gonna know. I'm just gonna do this. I'm gonna eat this pie. I'm lonely. Nobody wants that. You know,
whatever it is. And so
tired.
I like that. Thank
Isn't
you
that good?
For sharing.
Seriously, Bobby, this is amazing. I didn't know you didn't know halt.
I didn't, but I do now.
All right.
And bad habits lead to unhealthy relationships and unhealthy lifestyles.
Right. Yeah, and they really do. Can you give us an example of that?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, off the tip of my tongue.
Yeah.
Well, an unhealthy lifestyle, smoking is a great one because that
really
leads
is.
To health issues and health problems.
Well, overeating.
Overeating. Absolutely. And so
right. Gossip can be a habit. I mean, there's so many things that we can fall into to make mm-hmm. us feel better about ourselves.
True, but it's a false feel better.
It
it's
is.
Not a true feel better.
Right.
And so that's kind of the parameter that we can use to measure our habits.
Right.
You know,
right.
And if they're the good kind or if they're not the good kind. Now, the good kind we want.
Right.
And we want to cultivate those. The bad kind we want to change.
Right. So it's okay, you're saying, doctor, to be a creature of habit just so that we have good habits.
Absolutely. In fact, there's a lot of benefits to habits.
Okay.
One of the things habits do is because we do it not without using a lot of brain power, we're reserving brain power.
Right.
So when we're doing things habitually, our body, it's a body memory. Our body just does it. We're not having to exert as much energy and thought into that.
Right.
So we can store it up for things that may require more of our attention, focus, energy, and thought.
Okay.
So there are really good reasons to have habits.
So residual. Okay. So things like you drive the same route every single day to work and you get halfway there and can't remember even starting the car, right?
Yeah, I know. That's not always a good habit to have.
But what it shows is you're kind of on autopilot, correct?
That does show you're in autopilot. You're not as focused as you should be, and driving
right.
is an activity
we should
have
definitely
more focus.
Be focused on.
But there's the good part of having habits is that we don't have to have that sustained mental energy to kind of get through things we need to do.
Okay.
And so it lets us go on a little bit of autopilot. Driving is not a time we want to go on autopilot because
right.
we need to be
but
able to focus.
Brushing your teeth would be
you know, taking our showers, how we get dressed. Those are things that we can, without harm to others, go on autopilot to do.
Right.
And so we're able to store that energy for a time when we may need more of it and that
okay.
focus. So there's a benefit to habits. It helps us to be more productive.
Right. Yeah. And really, it just gives you kind of a sense of being connected or settled when you do the same things kind of over and over again the same way or whatever. There's some benefits to that.
There are some benefits to having that routine and regimen.
I'll give you an example. When I was younger, my mother said she was going to teach us, my sisters and I, how to clean house. And I'm glad she did, really, because she had a system, and I still use it today, and that is one room at a time. And, you know, I find I'm much more effective because if I start cleaning here and then I get distracted over here, oh, I need to go water the plants or I need to go do this, I don't get things, and I don't feel that sense of accomplishment, you know, by sticking with something and getting it done. It's a habit. For me to clean my house in an orderly room by room place.
Right, and you made it a routine, and that's a good routine for
yeah.
you, right, because you're not being
it's
able
not
to be dissuaded with distractions.
Yeah.
You're able to feel you know, completeness with each room. And so it is good for us to cultivate good habits. And
right.
those are the things that make our life better in some way. And for you, it makes your system of getting your house clean better, which probably makes you feel more satisfied and settled in your house and, you know, accomplished.
It would be better if I had a house cleaner, but you know, if I'm going to do it.
I keep waiting for one to show up on my doorstep, too.
No, I'm teasing. Actually, I love cleaning my house. So anyway, it's that sense of accomplishment and a sense of I know it's done right when I do it.
Absolutely. And so habits are good. When we're trying to break negative habits, the first thing we need to do is cut ourselves some slack.
Really?
Habits are really hard to break.
Oh, my gosh. So we're not telling our audience tonight that we need a bell on this. Say that one more time. Habits are what?
They're really hard to break.
There you go. And that's important to know because so many people do beat themselves up when they're trying to break a habit and get out of that mess, whatever it is. And then they feel so bad about themselves because they don't feel like they can accomplish it.
Absolutely. And so we'll try a few times, we'll experience some failure, and then we're just so hard on ourselves and we quit.
Right.
And they are hard to break. And so just know that out the gate. I always tell my patients, you know, it didn't take you 5 days to get here. It's not going to take you 5 days for it to be different or go away or be better. So have that patience when you set out on this. They are difficult to break.
So a lot
because they're so ingrained in our brain.
Yeah. Right.
So what we're going to have to do is start that focus and concentration to break them. And our brains, let's just put it this way. The human brain is lazy and it's going to want the path of least resistance. So
it wants
the things that are automatic.
Things, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yes.
So we like to be on autopilot.
We do. Our brains like that autopilot time. And so when we're trying to change that, it's not comfortable and it's not easy.
Right.
And it takes a lot of sustained effort to do
it. Okay. Now, and really, we don't mean to be talking about weight here, but doesn't this apply very much to weight loss? People get so discouraged. Mm-hmm. They're trying to break a habit of eating late at night or eating after 9 o'clock, you know what I'm saying? That's something I've worked on for years. But I beat myself up when I'm still eating something at 9 or 10 o'clock at night. I know that's not a good thing to do.
Well, and we're going to have those times when we aren't making the best or the healthiest of choices. When I work with people, especially on weight loss, we're not even looking at the weight goal. We're looking at a habit. And what are the habits that have attributed to where you're at?
Right.
And then we're just making a plan for changing one thing.
Now, we didn't even know the show was about losing weight, but this is really can help our audience because that's something I think most people struggle with, except for Bobby, who's lean and trim and very handsome. So, but don't you think most people do?
They do.
With
and what happens, and we see it every January in the gym, I'm going to lose weight.
Yes,
they're in the
yes.
gym for the first
January
2 or 3 weeks.
January in the gym, yes.
You know, you can buy every nutritional product known to man at the Walmart, and then like February 1st, it's all gone, and the Valentine's candy's out. Everyone forgot. And
that's
problem
true.
Is they didn't forget. They still want to lose weight. They failed.
Right.
They got frustrated, and they quit.
And they beat themselves up. I'll just never get this done. I'll just never be able to succeed at this, right?
Absolutely.
That kind of
and
an
so
attitude.
When we take the pressure off the number of the scale, I don't even want to look at a scale when I'm working with someone with weight. We're going to look at what are some of the habits that were associated with this and how we can start making microscopic changes slow. Slow change is lasting change.
Exactly. Yeah.
And to get you towards a healthy lifestyle. You will lose weight as a result of that, but my goal isn't a number on a scale. You can be 120 pounds and be unhealthy.
Unbelievable. We're coming back on this in a moment. We're going to break because some of our audience is probably just saying, that helps me very much in my weight loss battle. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Call a friend. Have them join us for Go Yard tonight.
Life gets that much harder. It makes you that much stronger. Some pages turned, some bridges burned, but there were lessons learned. From every tear that had to fall from my eyes, from every day I wondered how I'd get through the night. Every change life has thrown me, I'm thankful for every break in my life.
is Megan, an independent ambassador for Plexus, the pink drink. There is finally a healthy solution to help you lose weight. It's a most natural product that will burn fat, not muscle. People around the country are experiencing amazing results, and you can too. Check out my independent ambassador website for my contact info, testimonials, and product information at mkramer.myplexusproducts.com.
Prompt professional service is what you will receive when you allow Marcia McAllister of Charles Rettenberg Realty to help find that perfect home or list your home for sale. With over 23 years of experience in the Tampa Bay area, you will enjoy a smooth transaction from start to finish. Call Marcia today at 727-417-0707. Now is a great time to buy or sell a home. Call Marcia McAllister at 727-417-0707.
I've never caught a glimpse of how the others must see the faker. I'm much too fast to take that test.
Change it.
Turn and face the strain.
Changes.
Don't want to be a richer man.
Changes.
Turn and face the strain.
Changes.
It's gonna have to be a different man. Time may change me.
Love it. Love that song. Woo! Dr. Angel and Bobby get together before each show and plan the music, and you guys, winner again, both of them. Really good. We get comments about the music, and it's good. That was excellent. Oh, all right. Sounds fantastic. Okay, let's go back to the point we were making right before we went to break, Dr. Angel, and that is about weight loss, because I think that's like a little gem just tucked into the show right here, just like a little jewel that we can talk about and help people with their weight issues.
Absolutely, and it's about changing those bad and unhealthy habits one habit at a time.
Right. And so one habit at a time is simply the best way to do it, and to not get so
hung up on a number on a scale.
Right.
Absolutely. Right. And that's what happens. People, I find them, they will weigh in 5 or 6 times a day. You know, do I weigh more in the morning or before lunch or, you know, after I use the restroom? Like, I'm serious. They get obsessive with this. And it's not about that number. It is about the healthy habits that we have in our life. Like I said before we went to break, you can be a low weight and be very unhealthy in your habits and lifestyle.
Exactly.
That number does not mean health or unhealth necessarily. And
right.
So it is a combination. But the thing is our brain really doesn't discriminate between good habits and bad habits. It just knows habits. It knows it's on autopilot and it knows habits. So we're going to have to break that automatic cycle. And that's why I said, cut yourself some slack and give yourself some time.
So for the person who thinks that habits in general, quote unquote, are bad, no, there's good habits and bad habits. And we you know, talked about that in the beginning of the show. So, all right. So how do we, what do we do about all this? Give us some advice here. You know, what causes us to form bad habits? Could you answer that?
Well, it can be formed for all kinds of reasons. I mean, it could have just been something we learned growing up, you know, copying, you know, what our family have done.
Yeah, that's probably right.
Sometimes it just happens out of the blue. You know, maybe you learned to eat food because you felt bad one day and you ate a Twinkie and you felt better. And then that became a new way of coping. So they can come from all kinds of sources.
Okay.
You know, we pick them up as we go from the people we've had in our lives. You know, a lot of times they are copied behaviors from someone else.
Yes, I think that's true.
Very much so. But when we're trying to break those bad habits, you know, first we got to identify them. Which ones are bad?
Right.
You know, we have to do that test.
How about make a list?
At the top of the hour. And you don't even have to go for a list. Find one. Let's just start with one.
Okay.
I don't want you to write down 45 bad habits I now have, and you're going to feel like a heel and overwhelmed. Just find one bad habit that you have.
Right.
And let's start it there.
Right.
I like change to happen one at a time because that's lasting change. You know, when people have these huge lists of change, they just get overwhelmed, and we can't change that much at one time. Our brains can't handle that.
So you, as a therapist, would encourage people to pick one issue to work on at a time.
At a time.
You're not saying pick your top 15 problems you have and let's work on all of them.
I'm just saying find one bad habit that you can identify in your life.
Okay.
And then we need to start looking at that habit and looking at what's the root cause. What's the underlying cause? All habits have a function for us. Bad habits are no different from that. So
they have a reason.
They have a function. I call it the payoff. What is the benefit?
You do call it the payoff.
I do.
Yes, you've said that many times. In fact, when we did our show about 2 or 3 weeks ago on how to get unstuck from a domestic violent relationship, you did mention then again that whole concept of payoff, that people stay in very hurtful situations a lot of times because there is some kind of payoff they're getting for that.
There is.
Not necessarily money, but something, it could be that.
It could be. There's my line again. It could be.
It could be. Yeah, that's her line. We know that line very well. It could be. That's her way of not agreeing with us, Bobby, just to say it could be, right?
I'm not going to say.
Are you saying that she could be right?
I could be.
Okay.
She could be right.
We'll go with that.
Okay, we'll go with
but
that.
But they do have a payoff. So what is it? Is it taking you away from a problem? Is it making you feel better? What is it doing for you?
Right.
Mindless eating can be a way to comfort yourself when you're feeling down.
Oh, absolutely.
Cruising the internet for hours might be a way to avoid interacting with your partner or your kids because they're in chaos and you just don't want to get away with it. So it's your peace. That would be your payoff.
Yeah.
You know, smoking may be a way to take a time out, pause, and think. You know, drinking too much, maybe it's the only way you can be social. Maybe that's your payoff. It makes you feel like you can be more social.
And don't you think that with drinking too much, a lot of times it's a cover up for deeper anxiety, loneliness, other issues,
and depression
going on. And so you can kind of zone out and kind of just lose yourself in a few glasses of wine or whatever. Right?
Absolutely. And a lot of people use it for that very function.
To ease their anxieties and all that.
Right. They have some social anxieties. Right. And instead of admitting I have some social anxieties and learning to work through them, they just cover it up with a little bit of alcohol. And sometimes their foolishness, they're the fool of the party a lot of times because they overdo and overindulge kind of start acting like a fool.
Or the angry person, right?
Absolutely. You know, so they think it's making them better, but most of the time it's not.
Right, right.
So we need to be able to recognize the habit we want to break. We have to come to reality, the truth and the grips of what function this habit is serving for me.
Exactly.
What am I getting from this habit?
Right.
Because if there was nothing positive, you wouldn't be doing it.
Right.
So it is doing something for you.
For the person who drinks all evening, it is usually, they would probably say, to reduce their stress and relax and take care of their anxiety and all that, right?
Absolutely. And in this, I gave a few examples just to kind of show what some of these payoffs can be, but the list can be on and on and on.
You did mention earlier, not on the show, but when we were talking about this, video games. Talk mm-hmm. about that.
Oh, absolutely. Video games is a big one. Adults are using those now a lot more. And they do. They go into their video game world. It's a place for them to let their mind relax and, you know, get in this fantasy world. But a lot of times they're doing it by not taking care of their kids or not cleaning their house or doing their laundry or doing their job. And so that would be a bad habit for that person.
Right.
Now, a person that has what they need done, accomplished, and they use their video games to kind of relax their brain for an hour or so a day. That's different. And that's where I say habits are subjective to the person.
Right. And for me, like a lot of times in the evening, I like to have a baseball game or a football game on, and because it's relaxing to me to take my mind off of my work that day and how much I have to do the next day or whatever. And I can relax with that. And if it's in balance, that's what I hear you saying all the time on the show about balance, correct?
Yeah, balance is really important, especially when we're looking at our habits, because our bad habits are things that usually unbalance our lives in some way.
So if I sat home and watched the NFL Network all day long and watched game after game after game and didn't go to work, that would be a bad habit, right?
That would be a very bad habit. That would.
So, but you know, it's easy for people to overindulge. You know I'm saying? I cannot buy peanut butter cups. I'm just telling you right now. Because when I do, I put them in the freezer, and they're so good. And 15 of them later, you know, and I'm feeling like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, those little ones. I'm not talking about 15 big ones, Bobby. I mean, those little peanut butter cups. You know what I mean? Frozen. Yeah. They're really good frozen. Yeah.
They're yummy.
Yeah.
I'm getting worried about this deep dish cookie that they just sent
oh,
next
oh,
to me.
Oh, there's a deep dish cookie
so if you
there?
Need, if you need an example,
oh,
it's
wow.
sitting here.
Right. But, you know, all of that is common human behavior.
It absolutely is a common human behavior. And we all have those things. We all have those things that we know we might struggle to control when we're around. And sometimes it's totally acceptable to not have control.
Well,
as long
exactly.
as that's not the norm.
Well, there's certain things I know I can't buy. And one of my sisters always buys chocolate-covered peanuts. And when I go to her house, she always goes to the refrigerator and gives me some. But the problem is I know that I'll eat the whole bag if I start them. So I got to go take them back, put them in the refrigerator, shut the door, and say, don't let me open the refrigerator. Because that is a real bad temptation for me. Peanut butter cups, peanut butter, you know, chocolate-covered peanuts.
I've seen a theme there.
What is that theme? Is peanut butter.
Peanut butter.
Oh,
chocolate.
Similar, yeah.
Love
it. But, you know, all of us have those things, and it helps to take a look at it mm-hmm. and say, that's a weakness for me, and it is for me. Those two things. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I do know what you're saying. And so and we all, everybody has those things. And it's, can I admit that
right.
that's a weakness for me? Or am I avoiding or making excuses for that?
Well, by admitting it on the air, and if my sister's listening to the show tonight, then the next time I go visit her, there may not be any chocolate-covered peanuts for me.
That's true.
Because I just admitted this weakness.
True.
Yeah.
But she knows you have some control over it.
Yes. So okay.
You did admit control.
I
but
did.
You know, one thing that can be a really bad habit is bad time management.
Bad time
and that's
management?
Not even
absolutely.
Even something that's super tangible
yes.
there,
yes.
you know? Not, being late, chronically late to everything.
Oh, my gosh.
That is
oh
a terrible habit, you know, and trying to function healthy in life. It's very frustrating for other people, it's hurting your relationships, it's hurting, you know, could be hurting your job in all kinds of areas, but that is a very common bad habit.
Don't we all have relatives that we tell them that dinner is at 6 when it's really
oh,
at
yes.
7
oh, yes.
because of they have a history and they always are late?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's funny at work because I am a pretty rigid person when it comes to time deadlines, and so I have a deadline that all my employees have to turn in their paperwork 10 o'clock on Thursday morning. And, you know, every week there's always those few that are trying to slip them in at 10:05 and 10:10. I'm like, sorry, no, I will not take that. I will not. I will not take
Whoa,
it at 10:01.
Bobby, I'm glad I don't work for Dr. Angel. What about you?
She's not my teacher or anything.
Well, the point 10:05, 10:10. I mean, you could have gotten, you know, stuck in traffic, but no, 10:05, she will not accept
your
homework.
No, I won't. And
she will not accept your homework, Bobby.
The point is that they are supposed to be models of healthy boundaries, and they have to live it to model it. And so
that's
how
right.
I teach it to them.
I just
them.
Tease you, but
no,
you're right.
I know. And my sister tells me I'm so mean all the time. But the truth is, that's a time management skill that
yes.
I'm trying to help them
yes.
develop.
Your counselors that work under you. Yes.
Absolutely, because time is definitely something we need to be able to manage.
Oh, I think it speaks a lot about a person if they're always late. Always, always
and
late.
Then they need to look at, why am I always late?
Because
what's happening?
Well, a lot of times I've found through the years with clients and people that are always late is that, you know, they get stuck doing this and then they do that. Oh, I forgot what time it was. I mean, yeah, I hear that. Oh my gosh. Oh, it's been an hour. You've been waiting. Oh, I'm sorry. You know, and then it happens again. And
it
again,
does. And you
again.
Know, a lot of times it's not valuing the other person's
yes,
time.
Right.
And in the day and age where we all have smartphones and can set all the alarms we need to remind us and calendar our alarms, there's no real excuse to not have some kind
right.
of grip on this.
Right.
And so, but that is definitely an area that some people may have to look at, and what's the cause? And so we need to look at what that cause is under our bad habits, because we're not going to be able to change it until we know why we're doing it. And the why we're doing it is the payoff.
Okay, so back to the payoff. So how do you help a person who's always late find out what the payoff is?
Well,
can you even give us a suggestion for a person who's always late?
Well, their payoff may be that, you know, they can do whatever they want and they still get the things that they're trying to get. Okay. Maybe their payoff is that they can kind of fly by the seat of their pants and there's no repercussions for it. So why would I want to do it different? I can do what I want when I want. And it's all going to be okay. Maybe the payoff is that it's easy. You know, I can get distracted and nobody's holding me accountable.
I've known people that like to be late because they make a big splash when they enter.
It could be an attention-seeking thing. You're absolutely right. There's a lot of things. Why am I doing this?
Yes, right.
What's behind it?
I hear you saying that in order to make or break, let's say, some habits that are not good for us, there's got to become self-awareness.
Very much so. We can't change what we don't acknowledge.
Okay. But don't you find in counseling, because me being a pastor, I have counseled many, many people, that even when it's presented to them black and white, here's the situation and here's what's triggering or what's causing it, there's no self-awareness. I don't see that, they might say.
Well, and they're not ready for change.
Okay.
First, the person's got to want to change.
All right.
Nobody's ever going to change a bad habit if it's not the person who has a bad habit, who wants to make that change. We could want other people in our lives to change their bad habits till we're green in the face and, you know, encouraged.
Green in the face. Green. I've never heard green. I've always heard blue in the face.
Okay, green. It's green today. It's green, you know, I'm today. Colorblind, so.
That's right, it's green today. So they're green in the face, yes.
But if that person's not ready, it's not happening.
You're right. You are so right. And we, the ones that want them to change, whether it be a spouse, a friend, a relative, a coworker, we're just getting frustrated over here watching it and thinking, don't they see how important this is to me?
And they don't. Most
and the truth
of the time,
is they really don't.
Either they don't see it or that's not important.
It's not important
because
to them.
The payoff is more valuable.
We're back to the payoff. What is the payoff? Explain the concept of payoff.
So the payoff is what you're getting from it. What is this giving you? It's the what you're getting from having this behavior or this habit.
Okay.
That's the payoff. And so what is that payoff? Is it avoiding having to do my responsibilities, my payoff, you know, whatever. It could be
The person who, like, we go back to our show from 3 or 4 weeks ago, for the person who stays in a very abusive, domestically violent relationship, and I have asked you about people like that before, and you have said,
there's always a payoff. They're getting something from it.
And I say, I cannot imagine what the payoff could be for this person to live under the conditions.
Maybe it's just having companionship and not being alone.
Or maybe it's appearing to be having a nice home life and a nice big house.
It could be financial. It could be. There's a million payoffs, and not one behavior is just going to have one payoff.
Okay.
There may be many payoffs we're getting for
So how does a person listening right now, doctor, find out what their payoff is that's causing them to behave the way they behave?
Well, what are you getting from it? So looking at what is this doing for you?
But if they don't have any self-awareness.
Well, then they're probably not going to want to change their bad habit.
Okay.
You got to have some self-awareness to want to change it.
Into a corner.
And if you do want to change it, look at what is this giving you? What is it doing for you?
So what is this doing for you?
What is it doing for you? And then we need to learn to recognize the habit cycle. So all habits have the same repeating cycle in theory. And so we need to learn this cycle because we're going to have to redo this cycle to change our habits. A lot of times people believe changing a habit is just getting rid of the bad behavior.
Okay.
That is not changing a habit, and that will not work very long for you.
Okay.
Because it is about changing your habit cycle.
Okay, so I'm writing this down. It's not just about getting rid of
the bad behavior.
The bad behavior.
Or the bad habit.
Or habit. It's about changing the habit cycle?
Right. We're going to change some of the things in that. It's changing.
Okay, now it's your turn to teach me tonight because I've never known about. I imagine it's going to make total sense as soon as you explain it.
It will, and it's a very simple cycle.
Changing the habit cycle. But you see, I'm writing it down, and
you are writing
it down because it's important to me, because also it's payback because you wrote down the thing I taught you tonight.
I did. I'm always loving to learn. See, we learn from each other.
We learn from each other. But go ahead. I want to know about the habit cycle.
So the habit cycle starts with a trigger. So what triggers our behavior? So what's happened right before we do a habit? There's always some kind of trigger. If it's brushing your teeth in the morning, the trigger may be putting your feet on the floor and, you know, the first thing of your day. There's something triggering that.
For smoking, for it, smokers, usually it's...
It could be eating a meal, or it could be
or
break time.
That nicotine need.
Or time period. There's some kind of trigger.
Okay.
What is that? And it's kind of having to have some insight here. What's triggering this behavior?
So if our listener says, I don't know how to discover my trigger, then how about asking somebody
ask
to
for help.
Observe
yeah.
you?
When am I doing this? Maybe making a note. How often am I doing it? What's happening right before I do this?
Hmm.
And maybe keeping a little log. We call those anecdotal notes, you know, where you kind of carry them around.
Oh, now you're teaching me two things tonight. Incidental notes.
Incidental notes. And we were like, when you go to the doctor and you're telling him, oh, well, my blood pressure has been kind of weird. And he's like, well, what does weird mean? He's going to tell you, oh, well, let's monitor it. Take it, you know, three or four times, write it down, and let's look at what these patterns are. I'm telling you that with your trigger. So if you're doing this behavior, when you do it, write down what happened. If it was a feeling, an event, what's going on right before? The more information you capture, the better you'll find out your trigger.
Capture information.
Capture. You're going to have to be like your own little investigative reporter.
This is really good.
And then what's your response? That's the habit.
So the response is your habit. So number two is your response to the trigger.
Right.
And that's the habit.
And the third thing is your reward or your payoff.
Oh, there
told
we
you it was simple.
Oh, it's so simple. And that is your payoff.
So there's the trigger, the behavior, the payoff.
The trigger, the behavior, and the payoff. TBP. Okay. I like to memorize things.
So when we are trying to change a negative habit, it is not just about, I'm just going to quit smoking. We have to make a plan. When I have those triggers, whatever I identified, I had the response of smoking. What is my new response going to be? Because your triggers are not going away. Just because I decided this is a bad habit for me.
Ah, that's huge. Now I'm
doesn't
learning three
mean,
things tonight. Triggers don't go away.
They're not going away. You're still going to have those triggers. So if you don't have a new plan, you're going to fall into your old habit and you're going to fail and get frustrated.
So we got to have a new plan. So when the trigger happens, I've got to do something
different. We have to find that replacement, right?
In response, right? My response has to be different.
Right. So it should be the healthy habit you're wanting to cultivate. So something healthy in that response so we can make a good habit for a bad habit and not another bad habit. Because that's usually what happens. What happens when people don't make a plan, they'll pick up food instead of smoking and then now they're, you know, getting really heavy and making themselves unhealthy in another way. And well, I don't smoke anymore. You don't, but now we have another bad habit. So let's look at this realistically. You need to make a plan. Like, this is so purposeful.
Oh, I love this. This is so purposeful. And we're not going to get through this topic tonight.
We are not going to get through
because
this.
Because we got to spend time on this to help everyone, including ourselves. Not you, you know it, but me. Purposeful because the intentionality, when we live in intentional responses instead of just letting things happen to us, our lives improve. That is what I feel.
I totally agree.
Am I right?
That's not even a could be. That's a yes.
That's a yes.
They do improve.
It's not a could be, Bobby. It's a yes.
Definite.
Yes, it's
you know,
definite.
And we do. We have
so
believed
when we
so
live
many.
Purposefully.
We do. Intentionally and purposefully. You know, we've believed so many, you know, falsities and lies. Oh, just quit doing the bad thing and then you'll be fine. No, it is so much more than that. And that's why we are failing over and over and getting frustrated. It's why we're struggling to lose that weight because we're just concentrating on a number and we're not thinking, oh, I'm just going to cut out the sugar. Well, what are we doing different? Because you're going to get whatever happened that made you want sugar is still going to happen to you.
It's still going to happen. We
you're
can't
still
get rid of the
trigger. You're still
going to
feel that feeling
right?
of loneliness if that's
yes.
your trigger or that feeling of sadness.
It goes back to halt. When you're going to have hunger, you're going to be angry, you're going to be
so
lonely.
So what is our new plan?
Okay, so this takes, again, self-awareness, self-reflection, self-analysis in a way.
Yes, a willingness and a desire to change first.
Willingness and desire to change.
You got to have a desire. Yes, I have bad habits and I want to do something about this.
Right. This is good stuff. Nobody's called in or written and they're probably taking notes and saying, oh my, this is good. So, okay. All right. So this is a good place to sum up everything we've talked about tonight before going into new material, because honestly, this is at least a two-show topic.
I agree.
And we might even morph it into real change. How do we make real change in our lives? Not just habits, but I mean other kinds of change.
Absolutely.
So, okay, let's go back. And you are the resident expert, doctor, so... Would you review with us? Because you have exactly a minute and a half to do it.
All right, in a minute and a half, I got you here.
All
so,
right, 3 minutes.
No, habits, making them or breaking them. We all have good habits. We all have bad habits. It's not a black and white, is this good, is this bad? There is a lot of gray in there. So look at what are good habits. They're improving your life in some way. They're helping you to achieve your goals. They're helping you to develop healthy lifestyles, relationships, and they're improving your functioning.
So good habits are really a benefit to you.
They're benefiting you. Where is the benefit? Now, bad habits. They're giving us a false reality that they help us.
Okay.
So first of all, there's a lie under a bad habit. They distract us from our goals. They avoid our problems. They waste our time. They take us from things we need to do or responsibilities. They alleviate negative feelings and unhealthy relationships and lifestyles. So look at some of your habits in your life, which, you know, find that one that, yeah, that is, I thought that was a good habit. That really isn't for me. Maybe that might be one you want to work on. And when you start working on it, give yourself a huge break. Remember, habits are in our brain. They're wired in our brain. It is a body-brain memory, and it's going to take time to break that cycle of that body-brain memory. It doesn't just happen because we said it should.
Right.
It doesn't work that way. Our bodies are conditioned to do this activity over and over and at certain intervals or triggers or times.
Not even thinking about it.
Most of the time, you don't think about a lot of your habits until you're in the middle of the habit. You don't even realize you've picked up whatever it was that you're doing. You know, and like I said, some of these things are great things. Brushing our teeth is a really great habit, you know. And who thinks about it?
Right.
You just do it. So cut yourself slack. It's going to take some time to get through it. Look at what's the payoff. What's the cause? What am I getting from this bad habit? What's my benefit?
So even in the illustration I gave you earlier about somebody who stays in a very hurtful, domestically violent, angry relationship, you're saying there is some payoff to them to
Absolutely.
Stay. So it's time to look at that. How are you benefiting by staying? And do you want to continue that behavior because you're benefiting? Does the good outweigh the bad?
Right. Is your benefit outweighing your cost? And then some people, they do, and they don't see it's a problem, and therefore it's not a habit to change. So you have to recognize that it's a habit you want to change.
Right. Okay.
No matter how other people want you to change it, you have to want to change
it. It's an individual thing. I was getting ready to say that. It doesn't matter how much we want somebody to be able to see that they need to break that habit. A relationship that's really caustic and toxic is a bad habit.
It is a bad habit. And we need to be able to break the cycle, you know, the box of what a habit is. It can be anything, a relationship. It can be something we do. I mean, it can be things where, you know, all... The list is multiple of what a habit can be.
Okay, so I think you need to give our audience some homework because we got to get out of here in just a second. But, I mean, something for them to think about this week.
So if I'm going to have you do homework, identify your bad habit you want to see changed, and look at your triggers and payoff. One habit. Find one habit. What's it doing for you? What's your payoff? And when are you doing it? What's happening right before you do it?
Oh, you are amazing, Dr. Angel Falzoni, and I am so glad we do this show together. I love it every single week. Tell your friends about Go Yard. We are getting out in the community more. You may see us at events, and we have all these amazing little baseballs that are stress balls. We got to bring you one, Bobby. They're darling with our little Go Yard info on it about the show. So hopefully we'll see you and meet you out in the public somewhere. And this has been
Dr. Angel
and Mama Mac bringing you Go Yard. And we'll see you next week, guys. Hit that home run in life and break a habit.
Good night.
WTAN Clearwater,
FM 106.1,
WDCF Dade City, Tampa Bay, WZHR Zephyr Hills,
FM 104.3.
Listen.